Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
A Merry Christmas to us all.
A Merry Christmas to us all.
And God bless us, everyone.
Hi, guys. Thank you for joining us again or checking us out for the first time. Either way, you know, we are glad that you are here, and we have another great show for you because it's Christmas time. My guest in the ADD interview is a mystery guest of the season.
Ooh.
Yes. And we want to welcome everyone from our Talk to Me Tuesday family. That's our conversation we have every week, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. Go to my website, click the link, and join us. And our superfan shout-out is for Maria. Say hi to Maria, guys.
Hello, Maria.
My Maria. How you doing?
Maria. Yes, her first name is Ave. And I'm very excited about our guest in the ADD interview.
A mystery guest.
Okay.
Can we guess?
All right, you can guess. If you guess, I might tell you.
Okay.
All right.
Ladies first, Alex, do you want to take first crack at this?
Okay, so you just did NCIS,
mm-hmm.
which I'm so happy about.
Yes, I know.
Is it Mark Harmon?
No.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
It's not Mark Harmon.
Can I slap you on the back of the head for that?
Sure. You can, yeah. It's very NCIS.
A gib slap.
Very NCIS of you. Marcus, you got to guess.
Is it Phil's grandmother?
Yeah. It was an interview, not a seance.
That's okay. Great.
My bad.
Philip.
I think I know who it is.
Okay, go ahead.
It's, you know, staying on the theme of ghosts. It's Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures. I know that's who it is.
Yeah, that's exactly who it is, because I have so much to say to him.
That's on
the first thing I would do, if I had an interview with Zach Bagans, I'd walk in, hi, my name's Adam. What'd you punch me in the face for? Because you made my life a living hell.
Okay, so you're going to assault Zach Bagans. Now we're really going to
get it. I wouldn't be wrong to punch a man.
Well, I take the other side of that coin.
What?
It's brought lots of entertainment to me.
It has?
Yes.
Okay.
It's brought aggravation to me.
Well, look, tell your grandmother to move on. She's too clingy.
I like her here. She looks out for me. I like her here. Leave her alone.
She looks out for you. Yeah. I was talking to Philly and I go, she's my guiding spirit. I go, she's guiding my journey in this life. I go, you're miserable. Stop listening to her.
Yeah, it ain't working, Grandma.
It ain't working.
Changed the plan.
He moved again. But I will tell you, because of NCIS, I had to get tested every day. So I'm negative. They wouldn't let me on the set if I wasn't negative. So I took my negative test and I reported it to one Phil Tagg, and he let me come over.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yes, I visited his new place, Casa de Tag.
Casa de Tag.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was funny. I got to go over there. I got to see your place. And I will tell you this, beautiful. He's up in the Hollywood Hills. Mm-hmm. The building is new. There's a courtyard. And Phil's on the top floor, on the fourth floor. You open it up. He's got a little balcony that overlooks the pool. They lit everything. It's like the shot they have in the movie that they shoot, like, wavy right before someone jumps and kills themselves.
Oh, see, I was waiting for the punchline. It's always a punchline. You know what? Because I'm thinking, oh my God, is he being? He's being sincere. He's being sincere. Will he stay sincere? No.
No, Phil. I'm just saying, it's got that. You know, when you see the woman that dives into the pool and she's under, like, you know, barbiturates and stuff. That's the establishing shot outside your window.
Do you
yes,
know
honey.
Why she mm-hmm. dives into the pool?
She's haunted by the ghost of a grandmother?
No, she just murdered someone, dumped her in that tub.
The murder tub!
And then right. jumped.
The murder
it's
tub.
It's a murder-suicide. Yeah.
How about just a congratulations? You know, I'm glad you got a new place. I'm happy for you. No, jokes upon jokes.
Okay,
That's what I get.
Didn't I tell you how great the place was? The kitchen's brand new.
Yes, you did. You went, like, oh my God, this is, I know when you're being sincere because you go, this is great. Yeah. That's exactly how you say it. This is great.
This was great. I said, this is perfect, Phil. You got brand new kitchen. The place is great. You know, you walk in, you got, the balcony has the suicide view that goes along with the murder tub.
Okay, so theme.
It's very Hitchcockian.
Okay.
And then when you turn the corner into the little studio there, it's really, he's got a lot of room. And then there's that bookcase again. Yeah. That big, giant bookcase. It's every place he goes to, it gets smaller and smaller. And the bookcase just doesn't fit. It gets worse as he moves along.
Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, but let's keep the bookcase. Not only is it big and clunky, I haven't read any books, but it's haunted. By all means, be careful with this, movers.
Well, I think it's the grandmother thing, right? Right, Phil?
Yeah, my grandmother's in the bookcase, dude. I'm not going to throw the bookcase out. My grandmother's in there.
How old is your grandmother? It's time she lived on her own.
There's spirit orbs coming out of the thing. I'm not going to get rid of it. I don't.
That's the first reason to get rid of it.
No, this isn't the. I'm telling you, man, you got a problem with my bookcase. I don't know what it. I think in a previous life, did a bookcase fall on your head and kill you? Why? Why do you hate my bookcase?
You'll be a lot happier when you get rid of it. Trust me.
You'll be a lot happier. You. I like it. It's my place. You're here once a year.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas. Thank you for letting me come over to once a year. This is my holiday visit to Philip's house. And while we're in a holiday spirit, I want to play you guys this message.
Hi, everybody. This is Mama Ferrara calling. Aww. I want to wish everyone on the podcast happy holidays. And a happy new year, and stay safe. And Phil, get rid of that bookcase.
I'm just saying, your mother in on it.
I'm just saying, Phil, it ain't just me.
Because you got her in on it.
I didn't get her in on it. I said, Phil is moving. She said, is he bringing that Gafunata bookcase with him? I said, Ma, I tried, Ma.
Gafunata.
He's like, well, my mother actually said, was Phil please let the dead rest, for God's sake? He's dragging that poor grandma's spirit all over the place.
Well, that she's a grandma, so maybe she's saying it's okay to let it go now, Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm at the point now to where I'm ignoring you again.
All right.
I'm doing that. I love your mother, though. Thank you, Mom. Merry Christmas. I love you. I love your mother.
Well, just so you guys know, my mother is not the mystery guest in the ADD interview.
I want to know who it is.
All right. All right. I'll tell you what. You guys listen to this, and we'll see you on the other side.
Philip, it's your grandmother. Please release me from this bookcase. It's freaking Christmas!
You're listening to the Adam Ferrara Podcast. This is 30 minutes you'll never get back.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Pay attention when I'm talking to you, boy.
ADHD, it's not just for kids.
Nice boy, but doesn't listen to a word you say.
Welcome to the ADD interview. It's not that you're not interesting, it's just that I can't focus. And my guest this week is...
Oh, look, a bird!
My guest this week brings joy around the world, and I am so grateful he has made time for us as this is his busy season. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please help me welcome Santa.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Adam. Thank you for having me.
And thank you so much for being here. May I hope I got the right name. You have many names, so that's why it was, I didn't know if I should introduce you as Kris Kringle, as Saint Nick.
A lot of the other names have always been made up for me. Always been Santa. I'm Santa to my friends. So you feel free. Santa Chesterfield Claus is the name. So go with that for the interview.
Chester. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you? So you're not really a saint. You're not.
If you saw me on Sundays, you'd know I'm not. certainly not. But it's always an honor to be called Saint Nick. But no, that again, I just Santa to my friends, Mr. Claus to my peers.
Okay. Well, I'd be honored to call you Santa. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And you go by Adam?
I do. Yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great.
I wanted to ask you, I mean, there's so many things I want to ask you, but how did you get the job?
Well, it's a long story. I mean, I had a lot of jobs before the Santa gig.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I worked as a chimney sweeper. I worked for the post office. So delivery and chimneys were sort of on the resume.
Uh-huh.
I worked at a zoo. Mm-hmm. This was helpful. I was actually a lab assistant to a guy who invented an anti-gravity pill.
Really?
That he was testing on deer. We had a secret lab at the North Pole,
mm-hmm.
and we were in the final stages. And that, of course, is when the government shut us down. But I met this little guy named Herbie in a bar,
mm-hmm.
and he wanted to be a dentist, but that wasn't working out for him.
So that's all true. Herbie wanting to be a dentist.
Oh yes, yeah. And I would. So we were thinking of what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were thinking maybe we could sell timeshares. You know, we were talking about potentially starting a podcast. But he had a bunch of friends that were toy makers. So we sort of came up with the Santa thing, and you know, it started as a marketing tool, as most great traditions.
Really? So it was just a place to market the toys. That's what this was all about.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. That's what it started as, and then you know how over time things evolve.
Uh-huh.
You sort of find it, and that is. That's what has happened here, Adam.
Santa, where did the trees come from? The Christmas tree.
Well, I'll be honest. You know, when you first think about doing something like this, it is breaking and entering.
Mm-hmm.
And people had a tree. People were putting pine trees in their homes for the holidays before Santa was involved. I actually stumbled out of the chimney.
Uh-huh.
My sack emptied under the tree that the presents spilled. And I thought, now, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
This is a happy accident. And it was. And that's just what I went with. Tradition was formed.
Oh, okay. So the trees were already there in these.
The trees were there. I leaned into it. Yeah. I mean, I was, keep in mind, sneaking through chimneys into homes at first was quite a tough business.
Mm.
A lot of people thought I was some sort of Rosie Cat burglar.
Hey.
You know.
So the trees were already in a home. Were these druids? The first people with the trees were druids?
The first people with the, yes. Did you say Jewish or druids?
No, druids.
Okay, because they were not Jewish. Yes, yeah. Druids. Yes, yeah. Exactly. I was going to say, not Jews.
Yeah. Did you ever mess up and like leave a gift at like the Kleinberg house or something?
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, again, trying to identify a household based upon chimneys is, well, it's a learned skill. Let's just say that. But, you know, here and there you get a present. I would forget presents sometimes. I would add presents. You know, it's a science, but it's not exact.
Oh. Any specific incidents stand out?
The one that we always talk about in my industry is Bill Gates. Bill Gates, I didn't give him any gifts, and then he still pissed at me. That's why we run everything from the North Pole on Apple. You need to reboot way less. Just better product.
How did you come up with the naughty and the nice list? How did that happen?
Well, to be honest, I can let loose with you. We're on a podcast. It was a way to install fear and control behavior.
Really?
Think about that. You remember when you were a child?
Yeah.
The last thing you wanted was to be considered naughty, but I can't possibly keep track. I don't watch everything.
Right. So it doesn't really matter?
Well, I don't want to say that you shouldn't have convictions or abide by a set of societal rules, but as far as my business, no impact.
So it doesn't mean anything? Naughty.
Well, Adam, look, I don't want to upset you, but...
Oh, no, I'm not upset. I'm just asking, you know...
No, no, question. No. Look, you can do... You have police, law enforcement. They can handle that sort of thing.
Well, have you...
I mean, I can't be the arbiter of what is wrong and right. Sorry. Tickle myself sometimes. You haven't been naughty this year, have you, Adam?
Well, it doesn't seem to matter.
Well, what if I told you that this was all a trick? Because I knew you'd been naughty this year, and Santa had been watching you and didn't like some of the things you did this year. What would that make you feel like?
It would make me feel spied upon.
Well, it's all BS. Again, I have no clue. You're a good guy. I get a good vibe.
Okay. Let's reset a minute. Have you ever got stuck with toys you couldn't get rid of? Have you ever got stuck with anything like that?
Oh yes. Well, think about the season winners of what the children want. Of course, we overestimate. You have to overestimate in my business.
Mm-hmm.
Last thing you want is to have too few of something. It's better to have more. But Betamax, you remember Betamax before
sure.
VHS?
Uh-huh.
Oh boy, I tell you, if that ever comes in vogue again, believe me, Santa will be sitting pretty. I think of the Pocket Fisherman. Do you remember that one? Ron Popeil, Ronco.
Yes.
Pocket Fisherman, huge. Yes, that one. It's just, I use them as paperweights at this point. There are so many. And John Tesh Records. That was, eyes were bigger than my tummy that year. I had the elves working overnights to get the Tesh albums pressed. And let's just say, that's one I still hear about.
Wow.
And E.T. the video game. There's a million of those here.
Oh, so overestimating is one of the problems you have. What's another one of the big challenges in your business?
Well, I would say locating the children. GPS with reindeer is very difficult. They're,
right.
They're animals. They're wild animals. Sure, they can fly.
Right.
But when you're up there, you're still, people say, I've heard the expression herding cats. Well, have you ever tried directing reindeer through the sky? That makes herding cats seem like a simple task.
Wow. And if I may, I'm not, they fly because of the pills that you acquired from your last straight job?
Yeah, they're injections now, but yes. Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, they're loaded. Yeah, I mean, when Christmas rolls around, reindeer are, you know, they're not themselves. It's I've had some issues with PETA over time, but once you fill their stockings with coal for a couple of years, I think you'll find they'll stop being the squeaky wheel.
Okay, well, is the transportation the biggest issue you have?
Well, no. I mean, there's a number of issues. Mm-hmm. I mean, first of all, imagine having to go across the globe in one night.
Sure.
I mean, think about that.
Mm-hmm.
That is that's a pressure-filled evening, to say the least. Yeah. I'm no picnic around the holidays, I'll tell you that. Mrs. Claus can attest to that. And, of course, it has been tough on my marriage.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
oh, yeah.
Well, how did you meet Mrs. Claus?
The first one?
I'm sorry, you married before.
The first Mrs. Claus I met just randomly on the street. The second Mrs. Claus, I was trying to pick up her sister. The third Mrs. Claus was actually a blind date,
really?
But she obviously knew who I was. They always do. The fourth one was a friend of the second one's.
Right.
I met her at a potluck, if you'll believe that.
Really?
Yes. There's been about 16 Mrs. Clauses over time.
16?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. It's very menudo-ish. But we, you know, keep rotating. And, yeah, I mean, again, they live regular lives. I, because of modern science, have been made immortal.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
So you're never going to die?
Believe me, if I could, I would.
Really?
Oh, yes. Yes, life is difficult in the poles.
Really? How so, Santa?
Well, it's very cold.
Mm-hmm.
Very cold. Mm-hmm. There's not much you can do.
Right.
But I can't really go out. You know, I'm so recognizable.
Mm-hmm.
I can't leave. So it's a lot of documentaries, a lot of 80s sitcoms.
Mm-hmm.
Top Gear, I'm not going to lie. It's how we connected. I obviously love that show. I'll tell you, though, you didn't cover enough sleighs on that
program. Had I known, Santa.
Yeah, well, now you know for when you come back or reboot, however your business works. I don't even know.
So you stuck it. Does it? I guess it must get lonely for you up there.
Well, of course it does. But I think everybody's lonely to some extent, right?
Mm.
That's why I've heard a lot of people complaining about the isolation during COVID. And I think we'll get in the line behind Santa for the complaint like that.
Right.
It does. It gets lonely. Sometimes I drink, you know. I mean, I'm...
you drink alone.
I'll drink alone. I have a couple elves that'll drink with me, but they cannot hold their alcohol. I'll tell you, you give an elf a thimble of Drambuie and he'll tell you anything you want to know.
Did you, Santa?
Oh, you can't. Huh?
Can I ask, yes? did you ever get a Christmas present?
who would give Santa a gift, Adam? I mean, nobody. No is the short answer.
Mm.
Nobody's ever given Santa a present. Which the more you think about it, the more you could get stuck on that. I suppose thinking, you know, in a you have a wood shop in your home and conveyor belts with elves who clearly know how to craft toys. Wouldn't it make sense for someone to just put together a little something for old Santa, wrap it up? But unfortunately, no. That's just the way it is, I guess. Nobody ever thought of me in that way or thinks of me in that way. I suppose it could be intimidating, but I would be very gracious, even if I didn't like it. I would certainly do one of the things where I go, oh, no, I love it. I love it. I've always wanted one of these. Mm. I would be very good at that, but yet, for some reason, it seems that people don't even bother with that with me. They just think, oh, no, he doesn't need anything. He's in charge of everything. Why would he need anything? Meanwhile, someone has snuck in and given Donner some curry the night before Christmas. Well, guess what that makes the flight? A little more complex. Okay, talk about flurries. My God, I mean, it's just coming at you while you're trying to just bring merriment and joy. And unfortunately, you're stuck here trying to figure out on Google how to make a reindeer diaper.
I never really thought of that, Santa. I never. Is Donner the most troublesome reindeer?
Without question. Yes, Donner has. I mean, you know, Donner was the one who tried to exclude Rudolph from all the reindeer games. He felt some ownership over them. And then not to mention, you know, I mean, I named him Donner because of his history trying to eat the other reindeer.
So his first name is Jeffrey.
Jeffrey Donner. Yes, exactly. Very good. Yes, yes. Oh, keep an eye on him.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's easy for you to laugh at him, but these are my realities.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to minimize your struggles, Dan. I really don't. I just, I'd never thought of that before. So I hope you'll forgive me.
I forgive you, yes. But, I mean, you've got to understand that, you know, I'm sure your career's had dips in it, yeah? When you were low, did Santa come to the club and go, hey, look at this guy bombing up here with his my wife jokes, you know? Did I sit in the back and go, hey, let's kick him while he's down, you know?
No, I
didn't. But that feels a little bit like you're piling on a little. So.
I'm sorry, Sam. Please excuse me. I didn't. I was just struck by the fact that you
we understand. I'm carving out time to be here. This is the time.
Yes.
I mean, I am. Swamped. I'm a swamp inside a swamp right now, and I carved out time to be here because I knew you were nice. And yet, you know, here we are. It feels like you're just poking fun at Santa, which is explicitly what I said. I did not want to have happen.
I understand.
I'm very fragile around this year, Adam. You have to understand.
I understand. It's a very stressful time for you. And I got in the pre-interview. I got the do's and don'ts. I apologize. I didn't.
Yeah, you're ignoring that list.
No, it's not that I'm ignoring it. It was.
It is. You're either not reading it or you're ignoring it.
Honestly,
Adam, I'll be honest. I don't need this anymore.
Oh, okay. Okay. Fine.
I don't need this.
I know you got to go. I know you have to go. I thank you for making time for me.
I'm done. Okay. You know, I'm not going to sit here and be mocked by you. Okay. I respected you. It's a two-way street.
Santa, I am so sorry.
No, now you can't call me Santa anymore. That's been revoked.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mr. Kringle.
That's done.
Mr. Kringle.
Mr. Kringle, Dr. Kringle, if anything, and barely.
I'm sorry.
We should just go back to not acknowledging each other. It's just, it's a little much. What if I took a year off? Huh? What if I took a year off? What if I didn't work this year?
Well, I don't think there's any need for that. We just had a misunderstanding in this interview.
I'm not going to let you tell me what we need or don't need right now, okay?
Okay.
I was jolly when I came on here, and you've sullen me.
I didn't mean to sullen you, Mr. Kringle.
You have sullen Mr. Claus.
I
Kringle.
I didn't mean to sully you, Dr. Kringle.
You know what, Adam? Because of you and because of this interview and because of the way you operate, I'm not doing it this year. I'm not delivering any gifts this year.
What? Whoa, wait a minute. Hold it. Hold it. Because we had a misunderstanding, you're canceling Christmas?
That's right. It's done. It's not happening this year. Okay? And it's because of you. This is on your doorstep, Ferrara.
Okay.
What kind of name is that?
All right. Chesterfield. Let me tell you something.
Oh, here we go. You're acting all nice at the beginning of the interview, and now the true colors are being shown. Adam is showing his true colors.
His true colors? I ain't a doormat. I'm not here for an excuse for you to shirk your duties. You work once a year.
You do not talk to Santa Claus like that. You do not talk to Claus like that. Do you understand?
You keep this attitude up, and we're going to see.
What are you going to do to me? Huh? You're going to come to the North Pole? You're going to find me? What are you going to do? Huh?
I'm going to come
you're
up
gonna
there.
You're going to whack me?
You don't tell me. I will come up to the North Pole and deck your halls. You hear me?
Oh, you're gonna deck my. You think you're gonna deck Santa's halls?
You're damn right. You're not using me as an excuse. Now
well,
listen
allow
to me.
Me to laugh. Ha 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 ha. Okay, very funny, Adam. If you think you want a piece of Santa, bring it. Bring it.
I hope you get clipped by a 737.
Oh, real well. Have you know that's actually really effed up.
Yeah,
I've almost got, yes, there have been a number of close calls. That's, you know what, I do have a naughty list, and I'm putting your name right effing on it.
You
How's
don't
that?
Have a naughty list. It's all bullshit.
I do now. I just started one right here. It's in my notes on my phone. Adam Ferrara. There we go.
You mean on your Apple phone? Because the guy that invented Microsoft can't stand you?
Oh, that's it. That's rich. That's rich. Coming from you. Mm-hmm. That's really rich.
All right. You know what? Will you allow me to just, will you allow me to apologize? I would like to apologize to you. And I would like.
Oh, really?
Yes. I would like to apologize to you. We both got a little heated.
I certainly did.
I think it is more important for us to put our differences aside, and for the sake of humanity and for the children, you should deliver joy and happiness as you do every year, because people count on you. You know, this isn't like a chimney sweeping gig or something you can walk out on. This is a commitment.
Right. You are, boy, Adam, you really know how to push Santa's buttons. Do you know that?
Well.
And I'm not just talking about the ones on this coat, which need to be widened. You're right. You're right. I get like this. You have to understand. And
sure.
You're right. You're right. You're right. I need to sack up and get focus on my work. You're absolutely right. Well, thank you, Adam.
Well, if you allow me to apologize to you too. I mean, we all get stressful around the holidays, but
yes.
We need you, Santa. We need you to deliver joy and happiness not only to the children, but to the adults who enjoy Christmas through the eyes of the children.
And we need you. Because you also deliver happiness through your podcast.
Well, thank you so
much. Well, I would ask you to not release this, if that's possible. I just think I come off very Christian Bale.
I will. Listen, I'm going to edit this. You're going to sound great. I won't let anything
happen. Promise.
Happy.
Make it hum.
We're going to fix it all in post, baby. I'm going to make you sing.
Post, that's the term. I always forget what they call post.
All right.
Fix it in post.
Thank you so much. I thank you for listening. I'm so glad that we worked out that little riff we had. And yes. I thank you for all you do, Santa. The world needs you now. And I want to wish you, the elves, the reindeer, and all the Mrs. Clauses a Merry Christmas.
And a Merry Christmas to you and everyone you've surrounded yourself with.
Thank you so much, Santa.
Thank you, Adam. And really, edit this so that Santa comes off jolly, please.
I certainly will. Goodbye. Goodbye, my friend.
Thank you, Adam. And shalom to you.
The ADD interview is brought to you by CruiseIntoWellness.com. Now, the holidays can be stressful and, frankly, a little depressing.
It gets lonely. Sometimes I drink.
So if it does hit you that way, why don't you do what I do? Take one of the gummies they have at CruiseIntoWellness.com. They also have edibles, tinctures, pain creams, bath products, pet products, and yes, you know, 20% off with the coupon code ADAM. 20% off anything they have at CruiseIntoWellness.com. Go! Feel better!
This is Santa Chesterfield Claus, and that was 30 minutes. I'll never get back.
All right, look, I'm sorry I yelled, but I wasn't taking a hit for Santa.
I love Santa.
All right.
You insulted Santa.
I didn't insult him. He started it.
I'm just glad you were able to find some peace, you know, bring Santa back from the edge. Santa, obviously very, very on edge here. Or at this time of year,
it was his busy time.
Yeah, but you know, I didn't like to see you guys, you know, leave on bad terms. I'm glad you patched it up and got back on the nice list.
Yes.
I just like the fact that he was married more than me.
Well, I want to really thank Santa for being on the show.
Yes, he took time out of his busy schedule. I had no idea he was a doctor. We learned that, and we want to wish everyone a happy and healthy holiday. Thank you guys so much. Our show is growing, and I say our show, I mean it's all because of you guys too. So you're part of this, and we really appreciate it. And if they want to get a hold of us, where do they go?
AdamFerrara@gmail.com.
And if you get a chance to leave us a review, it helps us with our friend
Mr. Algorithm.
Please tell a friend about the show. Spread some love. We're glad we could make you laugh. Best to you and your families, and please remember, life is off. Take it easy. So. Pod is ended. Don't be.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Happy Christmas to all, and to all. A good night.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.